Davy Rothbart collects stuff. Stuff that other people have lost or thrown out. Scraps of paper, shopping lists, photos, diaries. He reprints the best stuff in Found magazine. And word is spreading about this collection of oddball material. So more and more people send him stuff they've found. Davy Rothbart recently stopped by our studio with a stack of recent finds, including this list of instructions.
Beat up a pillow. Hide from yourself. Brush hair wrong way. Run into a wall. Pretend you're on a talk show. Tape mouth. Spin. Clean up.
Good instructions. Where did you find this?
It was found in Boulder, Colorado by someone I don't know, and they sent it to me. People are sending me their finds from all over the country.
Do people just send you stuff all the time?
Yes, flooded with it, and it's wonderful because every day I go out to my mailbox, there's 5 or 10 pieces of paper, photographs, anything that people have found. I always end up just standing at the mailbox, opening them right then. Love notes, to-do lists, hate notes.
So how did you get started doing this?
I always loved finding stuff. You know, even when I was a kid, I remember I used to walk across this kind of debris-strewn ball field to get to the school bus. And there was all these notes and papers, photographs, you know, swirling around. I would just pick them up. And I was always kind of amazed at how powerfully you could connect with someone just through a little, you know, half-page love note sitting there in the grass. And, you know, you could really feel the person that had written it. And I always saved this stuff. I always loved saving it. And then there was, I think, one note in particular that kind of moved me from, you know, just doing it as a hobby to wanting to share it with everybody. Uh-huh. And it's this note here that I actually found in Chicago on the windshield of my car. It was kind of a snowy night, and I came out of my friend's apartment. My name is Davey, but this note on my windshield was addressed to Mario. And it said, "Mario, I hate you. You said you had to work? Then why is your car here at her place? You're a liar. I hate you. I hate you. Amber. P.S. Page me later."
And I mean, you have an immediate sense of Mario and Amber's relationship.
Yes, exactly. The whole thing is flushed out for you. I mean, and the fact that she put it on the wrong car.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't even guilty, at least not that night, you know, but there is more story to it because you feel like if she was that quick to suspect him, uh-huh. he must have had a pattern of showing up at this, you know, other girl's house. To me, it was something that, you know, it had all these complex emotions in it. You know, she's so angry, so betrayed, but still kind of in love with him. And
there's a powerful strain of emotion going through almost all of this stuff. But of course, that's because people send you stuff that says something. They don't
right.
send you the grocery list that has the lettuce and the tomatoes and the grapes crossed off.
Right, right. I figured out, actually, my little brother, who's a great finder, he figured out the percentages. He says 4 out of 5 are, you know, just ATM receipts, something like that. Nothing too interesting, but he said it's been scientifically calculated by him that 1 in 5, 20% of all finds are gems. And I think that pretty much holds true, you know. Found shopping lists, I think, are really funny because when you're at the registers at the supermarket and you look down, there's always a couple floating around there, and it's interesting to see what people have bought before you. I have one favorite. It's so short, but I really like the way it goes together. It says, "Batteries, roach spray, watermelon." And funniest of all to me are these shopping lists that only contain one item, because, you know,
you'd think you could remember one thing.
Exactly.
You're not old enough to understand yet.
Oh, is that how it goes? I just can't imagine walking out of the store, having gone and bought one thing and being like, wait, with nothing, you know, walking out
right.
with nothing and say, oh, I think I forgot something.
No, the problem is when you walk in the front door and you say, I don't know why I came here.
Right. I mean, a lot of these notes have just a fragment of a story. You know, each one's kind of a riddle. So often we encounter stories that are kind of, they're wrapped up in a neat little bow. You know, they have these tidy resolutions. And for me, all these notes are kind of fascinating because the story's unfinished, you know, and it's left to you to try to piece together what's going on. I found that even, you know, two different people can look at the same found note and come away with a totally different idea of what's happening for the people in the note, you know.
Some of them, as you say, are poignant.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one before we got started about a diary.
Yes. Well, actually, I like the story of where it was found. A woman was on her way home from work, and she saw on the curb, she saw a big pile of trash, and next to it was this big, beautiful chair that had been put out for the garbage man to take away. So she pulled over, threw the chair in the trunk of her car, and just decided to look in these boxes that were there. And there were all these old handwritten letters, all these photographs. As she's looking through the box, this garbage truck whirls around the corner. Two guys jump off the back of it. They're kind of looking at her. She's looking at them. She just plunges her hand and pulls one little booklet out of the box and hops in her car, drives away. So she gets home and takes this new found chair and puts it on her front porch and sits in it to read this thing that she's grabbed. And it turns out to be a young girl's journal from November of 1963.
A month that a lot of people remember.
Yes. And so, you know, she's sitting in her new chair and opens it up to the first, it's a journal, and the first entry is Friday, November 22nd, 1963. The girl has begun each journal entry, Dear Tammy. She signs each one with her name, Nadine. So the first entry on November 22nd says, Dear Tammy, today the president was killed. Isn't that terrible? At school, everyone was crying, except the Republicans. President Kennedy was killed by a guy named Harry Oswald. He says he didn't do it, but he did. Tomorrow's John's birthday. And then it goes on from there. You know, Saturday, November 23rd, 1963. Dear Tammy, there will be no school Monday because President Johnson has declared it a national day of mourning for President Kennedy. I stayed overnight at Jerry's today because it was John's birthday. We babysat for the next door neighbors until 12:30. Boy, that baby's a brat. There hasn't been much news about the assassination of President Kennedy. I don't think it'll be much fun having an extra day off because you can't watch TV or radio because it's all news. And then finally, Sunday, November 24th, 1963, Dear Tammy, guess what? The assassinator got assassinated. Yep, Harry Oswald got killed. I think it serves him right. Today on TV, they played the national anthem on a program which was dedicated to the late President Kennedy, and I ran into the kitchen because I was crying. Nadine.
Wow.
So, I mean, the woman who found this, she really did rescue this from oblivion. I think it's a noble act for people to pick the stuff up off the street and save it and just, you know, save these human lives that are behind them.
Do you ever feel like a voyeur?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think a certain degree of voyeurism is healthy. You know, like, we're surrounded by strangers all the time, on the bus, walking down the street. I think it's only natural to be curious about what, you know, what other people's experience of being human is like.
That's true. When you sit on the bus and you look at the guy across from you, or the lady who's standing with her grocery bags, and you're feeling as though you really ought to get up and give her your seat,
right?
But you don't.
But you're riding along, gazing at them, and kind of wondering what's going on in their minds and hearts. And I think that's what these notes offer us. You know, sort of a direct link right inside their heads.
I just like to assure everybody who's listening that I always do get up and.
Sure, you do, Jim.
Show me another one.
There's a ransom note here, Jim. this was found in Milwaukee. And it's the first ransom note we'd ever, you know, anyone had ever found and sent it to us.
Did you send a copy to the FBI?
I should. I need to do that. I mean, it's typed out. You know, obviously the perpetrators wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay. And this is just a copy, so.
Yes. So it says, AJ, we have your binder. You will never see it again unless you leave a sum of $3.50 directly under the clock to the left of the door at precisely 1:15. Please do not inform any teacher of this transaction. If you mess this up, you will regret it. P.S. If you do not comply, then you'll never see your binder again.
$3.50.
Hefty fee.
Yeah. Read another one to me.
Sure.
You've got a stack of them.
Well, here's one that's interesting. It's a kid writing to his mom. It says, Dear Mom, I miss you. I really wish you were here. There's been a lot of bad stuff in my life, but I'm sure you already know that. But there's also been some really good things, like Sean. He's my best friend, and so is Brittany. Hey, Mom, guess what's the best part of all? There's a girl. Her name is Kim. We've been dating for about a month and a half now. I love her so much. I know if you were here, you would like her a lot. She makes me so happy. There's nobody I've ever been more happier with. I love this girl more than she could ever imagine, Mom. I would die for this girl. Well, Mom, I got my license this summer, so I can be out here every day. So yeah, I got to go. I love you so much, Mom. I'll write you again. Bye. Your son, Chris. P.S. Brian misses you too. And, you know, some of the story of the notes is where they were found.
The
woman that found this note, this kid writing to his mom, she found it in a cemetery. She was in the cemetery, and there's this big old oak tree in the middle of the place, and up in the highest branches, she saw this little helium balloon. Its ribbon was caught around a branch, and dangling from the ribbon was a little note. So she scaled all the way up the tree, brought the balloon down, and unfolded the note, and this was it. So you can just picture this kid visiting his mom, visiting the cemetery, and sending a note up to her in a balloon.
Davy Rothbart is the founder and editor of Found Magazine.